Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. I am Bill Sturgeon. I'll be with you for about 55 minutes today. I think it's so important that I have certain people on every month. And here's my philosophy, and I've been doing it for a long time, because I want the general public to hear from the people doing it, not the newspaper, not the guy at the bar, the guy at the coffee shop, but right from the horse's mouth. And today I have with me someone I have the utmost respect for, and also he's doing one tremendous job. His name is Timothy Shugrue. He is the district attorney of Berkshire County. And since he's taken the helm, it's gone from a rowboat to a motorboat. If you're a criminal, watch out for the motorboat. It's coming after you. So without further ado, foie gras, soup du jour, I have with me today the district attorney of Berkshire County, someone we should all be happy that he is the district attorney. He's a good man. Timothy Shugrue. Good morning, Mr. Shugrue.
Good morning, Bill. How are we doing today?
Well, for an old fat ball guy, I'm still here.
Well, I'm trying to catch up to you. I'm a little behind you, but I'm catching up to you in age.
you've had an amazing month since we last chatted.
Yeah, it's like that. That's why it's good to come on so frequently. We're very, very busy. So many things that come up and we could talk about during this hour. I'll just give you some of the highlights that I want to talk about today. We had an elder justice symposium last week in North Adams and Lenox. I want to talk a little bit about that. We have an opioid summit coming up this coming Monday. I want to talk about that. And of course, what's happening with the drugs and the guns that we're taking off the street, but also the huge murder conviction last week with Michael Cook and domestic violence. So I do want to talk a little bit about the domestic violence that my office has really made a top priority and taking all the steps we possibly can to do the best we can to prosecute these cases to help get the victims out of these situations. And that's just a prime example of this case, of what it was like. This individual, Michael Cook, had a 28-year criminal history going back, to the 90s. And in that period of time, he started right off the bat. I believe he had 12 different restraining order hearings, eight against different men and women. So he's already been finding at least 12 times of abuse that he's committed on other people in the past. He had all these restraining order violations. He has a lot of former assault and batteries on domestic partners that went on. He started going to jail in the late 90s, and he started up with 6 months. Wow. Next thing you know, he's doing a year. Then he's doing 18 months, and he's doing 2 years. And went on. He had just a lengthy history. One particular case, the victim wouldn't go forward, but we had a restraining order on that particular case. He broke a woman's jaw. He's brutalized people. And so he's a registered sex offender. He was convicted, I think it was in 2008. Don't quote me on that, but sometime in the 2000s, where he got convicted 5 to 7 on the rape of two children, young children, 9 and 11 year olds. And so he was a registered sex offender under previous administrations. And so when I came on board and we saw this case and, my dedication to making sure that partners and relationships are safe. And this was a brutal crime where he had been accusing her of cheating her forever. She wasn't. And she broke up with him, and he broke into her house and took a hammer while she was sleeping on a bed in our recitation of the facts were and caused severe traumatic head injury, which led to her dying 5 months later. And she suffered for 5 months. Defense tried to argue that she had some underlying medical issues, such as high blood pressure and being a little overweight. Well, come on, that's you're dealing with 50% of the population over 40, and they were trying to argue that. But what it really came from was blunt force trauma with a hammer to the side of her head and crushing her skull into her brain, and that's what she suffered from. And we were so proud to get that conviction and get a 25 to life. I just want to say Rachel Aramo, the lead prosecutor on that.